Open your Bibles, please, to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews chapter 12 in your Scofield Bible, page 1303. We're reading the first six verses of this chapter. We'll read the verses responsively. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 6, page 1303. As is our custom, let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. The text verses are the first two verses. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And let's pray. Father, we're privileged to be here tonight to catch yet another glimpse of that which you have in store for all those who love thee and trust thee. Thank you for these series on heaven. What a wonderful place it is. We know it to be a wonderful place, and yet we are learning just a little bit more about what it must be like. Thank you for the precious gift of salvation that punches our ticket to that great place, but help us to be mindful of those about us who need thee, and help us to be busy and fruitful. Grant thy help for our preacher tonight. And help us to gain from having listened. In Jesus' name, amen.
This turned out to be Bus Kid Night. The special that was sung first of the service was by a group of young ladies who are bus kids. And then, of course, the young lady who just sang practically grew up here at this church as a bus kid. And we're proud of our bus kids. Now, the sermon tonight will be a bit different. I want to speak tonight on the subject, Look Who's Watching. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I want to talk to you very seriously tonight on the subject, Look Who's Watching. Our Father, give me the attention of all the dear people tonight, the restless child, the weary senior citizen, the busy bus kid, the adult with many things on his or her mind. Help us to focus our attention now upon this great subject. Bless this hour. Amen. Look who's watching. Everything you do, folks are watching. Just like a great host of alumni who sit in Notre Dame Stadium and look down and watch the Fighting Irish play football. Just like great host of people that sit in Soldiers Field and look down and watch the Chicago Bears play. Just like the crowd of people that sits in the stands at Wrigley Field and watches the comedy. The other day on the radio I heard an announcement said, with the lady that left her nine children at Wrigley Field, come and get them. They're beating the Cubs 4-3 in the eighth inning. you listen to me before you pick up that cigarette. Every saint of God that's ever gone to heaven's got his eyes on you. You listen to me before you decide to stay home next Wednesday night. Every saint of God that's ever lived has got his eyes focused on you. Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. That stuff that you shouldn't be doing that's not sinful, because it's not as good as stuff you could be doing in its place. And the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run, not jog. Let us run, not walk. Let us run, not trot. Let us run the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look who's watching. First, the angels. The one whom God placed in the Garden of Eden is watching you tonight and will watch every step that you take. The one who sent food to was sent with food to Elijah. The one who came to Mary announced the coming of the Christ child. The angel who appeared to Joseph and eased his mind about Mary being pure and her bearing the Christ child in her womb. The angels that sang the song to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The one who ministered to Jesus at the temple. The one who stood in the sepulcher and said, he's not here, he's risen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? That he's in the grandstand tonight. Look who's watching. Those who stood and said to the disciples, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go. Look who's watching you tonight. The angel who delivered the Apostle Peter from prison as the church prayed for him in Mary's house. Look who's watching tonight. The angel who stood in the way of Balaam and tried to turn him back to the will of God instead of having him ecclesiastically compromised. Look who's watching tonight. The angel that stood by Joshua before the battle and before he came to conquer the promised land. Look who's watching tonight. The angel that spoke to Philip, Acts chapter 8, and told him to go the way to Gaza. And there he met the Ethiopian eunuch and led him to Christ, and thereby came the gospel to the country of Ethiopia. Look who's watching tonight. The angel troubled the waters at Bethesda, after which the first cripple that was lowered into the waters was healed. Look who's watching tonight. The angel who spoke to Cornelius. Look who's watching tonight. The angel who relayed the revelation to John the Beloved on the Isle of Patmos. Look who's watching tonight. The ones who ascended and descended the ladder when Jacob had his dream. Look who's watching tonight. I'm talking about watching you. While you watch the soap operas, they're watching you. While you read your dirty magazine, they're watching you. While you hear your rock music, they're watching you. Look who's watching tonight. The ones who came to Lot and Sodom. I wonder what they think tonight. I wonder what the angels think about me. They're in the grandstand. They're watching me. I wonder what they think about you and your brand of Christianity. Look who's watching. Patriarchs. Patriarchs like Noah, who spent 120 years building an ark. Patriarchs like Adam. Patriarchs like Abel and Eve and Abraham, who left his homeland in Iraq to look for a city which had foundations, whose builder and ruler is God. Patriarchs like Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. I wonder what Abraham thinks about you tonight. I wonder what these patriarchs think about this generation of older Christians who are so afraid of the dark they can't come to church on Sunday night or Wednesday night. I wonder what these old patriarchs think about you people that resign your Sunday school class at 65 and tell me to keep on going. I wonder what they think. Hey, they're watching. Hey, listen to me. Abraham is watching you. Hey, listen. Adam is watching you. Hey, listen. Noah is watching you. Who's watching? Abraham, Noah, Adam, Abel,
Eve, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Who's watching? Kings. Kings like David, Solomon, Hezekiah, Josiah, Joash, Jehoshaphat. I wonder what these great kings who led revival and led the people to serve and God and be faithful to God and to have the Word of God read. I wonder what these great kings like Hezekiah and Josiah and Joash and David and Solomon and Jehoshaphat. I wonder what they think about the leaders we have now, the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons. I wonder what they think about them. And the Ted Kennedys of Chappaquiddick fame. And the liberal bureaucrats. I wonder what they... Hey, they're watching. They're watching you. Judges are watching. Judges like Samson and Samuel and Barak and Ehud and Othniel and Shamgar and Gideon, who took the 300 people and defeated the Midianite army. And Jephthah, who kept a vow that you would not understand or comprehend how he could. Or Tola, or Jair, or Isban, or Elon, or Abdon. I wonder what those judges think about a bunch of Supreme Court judges that took the Bible out of our public school system. They're watching tonight. They're watching nine demented men. I'm sorry, seven demented men and two twice demented females. They're watching those nine people that took God's book out of the institution frequented most by our society. They're watching those demented men who took prayer out of our public schools. I wonder what they think. I'm saying tonight, brother, it's when you reach in the refrigerator and get a little bottle of beer, there's more to it than you taking a beer. You're being watched by a great host, a heavenly host tonight. They're watching. Look. Who's watching? Priest. Like Aaron. Zacharias. Eli. I wonder what those priests are watching from heaven tonight think about these priests that drink the liquor and molest innocent boys. We're called fathers and brothers and dress like mothers and sisters. I wonder what those priests in the glory land think about this modern bunch of priests. Who have more sins than they can handle and yet say they can absolve your sins. I wonder what they think. I'm saying they're watching tonight. They're watching. Hey, listen to me. There's more to it than you deciding not to come to church on Wednesday night. There is the host of heaven watching you while you sit home and watch that dirty box while God's man is preaching up here behind this pulpit. Look who's watching. The minor prophets. Major prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. I wonder what these men of God that preached with little results, stones pelting on their faces and blood streaming down their cheeks. I wonder what these men who gave their lives preaching the truth and warning God's people, who dared to preach against the sins of anybody. Didn't matter if the peasant sinned, they preached against his sins. If the king sinned, he preached against the king's sin. I wonder what they think. They're watching tonight. I wonder tonight what Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel think about this bunch of compromising, pussyfoot, ear tickling, back scratching, penny pinching, nickel nipping, soft soaping, pink tea lemonade preacherettes that stand behind the pulpits of America, whose churches close on Sunday night. I was in a certain city recently, in a southern city. I picked up the church page on a Saturday, the religious page of the local newspaper. 13 Baptist churches advertised their services. I'm not talking about Methodists. I'm not talking about Presbyterians, Episcopalians. Thank God their churches are closed on Sunday night. Would God did close on Sunday morning. I'm talking about Baptist churches that say they believe the gospel, preach the Bible. Of the 13 advertised in this local newspaper in the South, 7 of them had no services on Sunday night. Wonder what the prophets Isaiah think about that. They're watching you. They're watching you, deacon. Don't come to church on Wednesday night, and you're not fit to be a deacon if you don't come to church on Wednesday night. You say, we'll vote you out. I'll skin you while I'm leaving. When you were chosen a deacon in First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana, I met with you in room 400, and I told you that you're required to attend every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night. And if you're, well, you say, I'll resign. I got better than that. Get right with God and come to church. You say, aren't you afraid of your deacons? I got the best deacon board in America, but I'm not afraid of any deacon or any preacher or any denomination. I'm only afraid I won't preach the truth and won't please my God. They're watching. I said they're watching. I said they're watching. Look who's watching. Minor prophets. Like Hosea, Amos, Joel, Jonah, Obadiah, Micah, Zephaniah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. They're watching. I wonder what they think about these movie-watching, cable-watching preachers whose churches close on Sunday night. I wonder what they think about these mama-called, papa-fed, denominational-led compromisers. Who's watching? Who's watching? You! I said you! Who's watching you, apostles? Like Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, Simon, Judas, James the Less, Levius, all, I said all, who were martyred for the gospel. They're watching you. Wonder what they think about this generation of Christians that won't suffer a little criticism on the job, or won't suffer a little criticism at a beer-guzzling family reunion. And you go to these family reunions, I'm just going to go ahead and unload the whole truck tonight. You go to these family reunions, you call yourself a child of God, and you got the unsaved loved ones at these reunions, and you go there on a Sunday, and you're not in church on Sunday morning or Sunday night, would you pray tell me what kind of testimony you have to a heathen world? I'm saying the martyrs, the apostles who shed their blood and gave their lives, they're watching you tonight. Look who's watching. Great women. Deborah. Mary. Elizabeth. Susanna Wesley, Hannah, Sarah, Jochebed, Ruth, Dorcas, Lydia. They're watching tonight. I wonder what they think about this generation of bathing suit wearing, short wearing, pant wearing, religious ERA people. Let me ask you a question. If we had Mary, the mother of Jesus, here for a visit, you think she'd wear pants? If Mary, the mother of Jesus, came to visit us and walked down on this platform to speak, and she on her pair of pants, you'd be shocked to death. Well, she's shocked to see you in your britches, too. They're watching. Look who's watching. Pastors like John, James, Peter, Spurgeon, J. Frank Norris, R.G. Lee, G.B. Vick, Timothy, H.A. Ironsides, they're watching. I wonder what they think about the Norman Vincent Peales and Robert Shulers and effeminate compromisers who fill the pulpits in America today, who are afraid of this trust, their trustees' shadows. They're watching. Look who's watching. Missionaries like Paul, Barnabas, Silas, Luke, Adoniram Judson, David Livingston, Bagby, Goforth, Carey, Brainerd, Bob Hughes, those great missionaries who've gone on to the Lord, they're watching. I wonder what they think about this non-sacrificial, non-tithing group of Christians here in this room tonight. I wonder what these people that gave their lives on mission fields think about you folks that don't even give 10% of your income. And I want to make it very plain. Any child of God in this room tonight that does not give 10% of his income to our Savior through the local New Testament church is not right with God. You ought to walk down this aisle, get on your knees at this altar. They're watching. They watched you when the plates came by you tonight. They watched you when the plates came by you this morning. Look who's watching. Martyrs. Like Paul. Beheaded at the blade of the guillotine. Savonarola, Ridley, Latimer, John Huss, Peter, Thomas, those who gave their lives at the Roman arenas. I see them tonight. I see a great crowd assembling at the Colosseum in Rome, or maybe in Colossae, or other great stadiums. I see this great Colosseum. If you've been to Rome, you've seen that magnificent Colosseum. I hear the vendors barking their merchandise. I see the souvenir vendors selling their souvenirs. I hear those selling drinks and refreshments. I hear them as they bark their merchandise. I see the crowd, maybe 90,000, assemble around the great Colosseum. Who's playing tonight? Nobody's playing. What sport is this tonight? This is the sport of throwing Christians to the lions. I see down in the end zone some cages. I see roaring lions as they go up and down inside the cage, haven't been fed for days. And I see them as they roar from hunger, pacing to and fro inside their cages. I begin to hear a chant of people, "We want the lions, we want the lions, we want the lions, we want the lions, bring on the lions." It gets bigger and louder. "Bring on the lions, we want the lions, we want the lions." And they roll those cages down to the center of that Colosseum. They're not there for the Super Bowl. They're not there for the Cotton Bowl. They're not there for the Rose Bowl. They're not there for the World Series. They're there for one reason: to see Christian people's bodies mangled by hungry lions. And as those lions are brought in their cages down to the 50-yard line, I hear the chant begin, "We want the Christians. We want the Christians. We want the Christians. We want the Christians. We want the Christians. Bring on the Christians." And it crescendos louder and louder. "We want the Christians. We want the Christians." And down here in the end zone, a little group of people, not fancily dressed, and a little group of people, they're down there singing, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound." Bring on the Christians. Bring on the Christians. They come down and give these Christians one last chance to recant. Deny Jesus Christ. And they say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." And they bring those Christians by force out the middle of the field. And they open the cages, both those lions, and put those Christians, as the crowd cheers, as the lions tear and rip the flesh and body and spill the blood of God's people. Hey, that's what Christianity used to be. And now it's a bunch of non-tithing, God-robbing, cigarette-sucking, movie-watching, video-watching, non-tithing, non-faithful, stay home on Wednesday night, Christian. I wonder what they think when they look down and see us. They're watching. Look who's watching. Deacons like Philip, Stephen, Ed Roush, Harley Dunsworth, Verley Fields, John Penley, Blandford Duff, Bill Gifford, along with the deacons of the Bible. I wonder what they think when they see in America tonight a generation of cigar-smoking, cocktail-sipping deacons. As I said a while ago, those that don't even come to church on Wednesday night, who promised they would. I wonder what they think. They're watching. They're watching tonight. Look who's watching. Evangelist like Moody, Billy Sunday, John Rice, Charles G. Finney, George Whitfield, Lester Roloff, Oliver B. Green, Dr. Bill Rice, Jonah. They're watching. I wonder what they think about these modern traveling drama teams. I wonder what they think about these opera watching Christian schools. These little house, doesn't that scare you? Brother, when you get my age, fear is not a part of your ministry. I could go on Social Security. By the way, when I was 25, fear wasn't a part of it either. Because I had heaven security. I wonder what these old-fashioned, rip-snorting evangelists who set up their tents, challenge the devil to come and fight. John Rice, for example, went to Waxahachie, Texas, preached revival, went down to Lover's Lane, got the name, got the license plate numbers of everybody in Lover's Lane. Went down to the courthouse and looked up their name. Stood up under the big tent next night and read the name of everybody in Lover's Lane. Lapina. Your name wasn't there. I mean, you old hell bent for leather, get out of my way, I'm coming through, evangelist. I wonder what they think about these success seminars. Heminars and feminars, cigars. Wonder what they think about these TV evangelists who look like symphony orchestra directors with their wives on TV dressed like whores. I wonder what the old evangelists think about these common TV evangelists. I wonder what those that died for Jesus think about those that say, if you're right with God, you'll get rich. Brother, I've been doing this all my life. Every Christian I know has been giving and giving and giving. He's as poor as Job's turkey. He's got to lean up against a fence to get enough strength to gobble. Who's watching? Reformers like Wesley, Luther, Jonathan Edwards, John Knox. I wonder what they think about these preachers that belong to liberal denominations because their grandpa did. Down in Texas, a lady walked up to me and she said, I belong to a liberal Methodist church. I plan to die. Remember that church? I said, you done died now. She said, my grandfather's buried in the cemetery back in the backyard. I said, won't you come and join Miller Road Baptist Church? We'll dig him up and bury him in our backyard. I wonder what these reformers think about these preachers, generation of Pharisees, who are scared to death to leave the denomination because of they'll lose their retirement plan. Who's watching? Heroes like Elijah, Elisha, Moses, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, John the Baptist, Ezra, and Nehemiah. I wonder what they think as they see these modern-day charismatics. Who's watching? Sufferers like Job, John Bunyan, Livingston, David Brainerd, Adoniram Judson, who buried his wife and two babies on beneath Burmese soil. Sufferers like Dan Parr, Fanny Crosby, Robert Hall. I wonder what they think about those of us who let a 100-degree temperature keep us from coming to church on Sunday. I couldn't come tonight. I didn't feel well. I don't imagine Huss felt well at the stake either. Boy, we're soft. They're watching. They're watching you. If a name I've read tonight is watching you. Look who's watching. Loved ones like my mama. My mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, two sisters. I wonder if they're proud as they watch us tonight. Look who's watching. Generals like Joshua, Gideon, MacArthur. I wonder what they think as they watch this pacifist kind of non-fighting brand of worldly fundamentalism. These so-called fundamental, second-generation fundamental preachers never had to fight the American Baptists. Never got kicked out of the Southern Baptist Convention. Who say, I'm a fundamentalist, but I'm not a fighting fundamentalist. You take the word fighting out of it, you don't have the word fundamentalist left. Paul didn't say, I've brought the good lecture. He didn't say, I've shown the best movie. He didn't say, I've given the best drama. He didn't say, I've attended the best opera. He said, I fought a good fight. Some of you visitors are not going to come back, are you? Do you good to hear a man every once in a while. You're not married to one. Look who's watching. Musicians like Rudy Atwood, Charles Wesley, Bill Harvey, Ray Hart, Ira Sankey, Homer Roadheaver, Howard Jewell. Wonder what they think as they look down tonight and see this religious rock being substituted for decent Christianity. Wonder what they think tonight. Who's watching? The unknowns. The lad with the lunch basket. Naaman's maid who pointed him to the man of God. The widow gave the two mites. The black man who felt the call of God to the ministry for me before I did and told me about it. I wonder how these unknowns feel when they look down and see our church splits caused by a desire for prominence as our diatrophies of America seek for prominence. Who's watching? Sinners saved by grace. Like the thief on the cross, the woman at Sychar's well, Mary Magdalene, Mel Trotter, John Newton. I wonder what they think about this generation of Pharisees who buries anyone who's made a mistake, not interested in forgiving sinners and trying to reclaim the fallen. Who's watching? Prayer giants like Praying Hyde, Ford Porter, Ruth Bartell, E.M. Bounds, Pappy Reveal. He used to take his bills and put his bills on the desk. Look up to God and say, he had a little list in his feet. He said, dear God, he said, I pay my bills. What you going to do about yours? Wonder what these prayer giants think when they look down and watch the Christians today spending 10 times more time watching the dirty box than on their knees in prayer. Who's watching? People who help make us. You're Mrs. Bethel. You're Proctor Boyd. You're Jesse Cobb. You're J.C. Sizemore. You're Forrest McElroy. You're Dr. Rutherford. You're Mr. and Mrs. Howard. You're Sam Montgomery. The people that help make you what you are, who are in heaven. Your Sunday school teachers and pastors in heaven. They're watching you. They hear what you say. They watch what you read. They see what you watch. They know where you go. Who's watching? Saintly Christians like Payson who wore grooves in his hardwood floors where he knelt to pray. Saints like John Fletcher who stained the walls of his room with the breath of his prayers. Saints like Charles Weigel. I wonder what they think when they see our carnal lives. I wonder what these saints think when they see us affected somewhat with the carnal world. Who's watching? Educators like Bob Jones Sr., John Brown, James M. Gray, R.A. Torrey. Wonder what they think when they see our so-called Christian schools bowing our knees to Baal. Wonder what they think when they see us being accredited by accrediting associations rather than accredited up in heaven. Told you this years ago, I was down in Columbus, Georgia, preaching. The press came out to interview me. It's a female. She said, I understand you have a college. I said, yes, we do. She said, is it accredited? I said, yes, it is. She said, I'm surprised. I just wouldn't have thought your college would be accredited. I said, well, you thought wrong. Our college is accredited. She said, is that right? She got her pen, began to scribble. She said, with the North Central Association. I said, no, ma'am, it's due north. She said, is what city is that located? I said, the New Jerusalem. I'm saying they're watching. And if you think I'm disappointed with the piddling way you live, you think how disappointed they must be when they look down and see the watered down pussyfooting, half-hearted, half-in, half-out, half-on, half-off, milk and cider kind of Christianity we live in our generation. Stand up! Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Who's watching? Mighty men like Adino, who slew 800 men at one time. Eleazar, whose hand held the sword so long he could not untake it away from the sword or loose it from the sword. Shammah, Abishai, who slew 300 men. Benaiah, who killed a lion. They're watching these mighty men. They're watching this puny brand of charismatic Christianity. They're watching this Pat Boone, Johnny Cash kind of Christianity. They're watching this Hollywood Christianity goes to a nightclub on Saturday night and to a charismatic tongue-talking service on Sunday morning. Look who's watching. Little children. Like the Penley's little boy, Danny. Like the John Moore's little girl. Like the Rice's boy. Like my mama's two girls. Like the Huckins baby. Like the Stanley girl. And many others in this room who watched your children breathe their last breaths be transferred to the nursery in glory. They're watching. I wonder if they're ashamed of us, older Christians. Look who's watching. I see someone else watching. He's clothed with a garment down to the foot. His head and hairs are white like wool, as white as snow. He's girt about with a golden girdle. Eyes as a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass. His voice is the sound of many waters. In his right hand are seven stars. Out of his mouth goes a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance is like the sun. On his head are many crowns. Clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. On his name written, on his vesture a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's watching tonight. His hands bear wounds and his feet likewise bear wounds. His side is pierced. And look where he is, at the right hand of the Father, taking care of business I can't handle. Looking down and asking for me to take care of business he can't handle. As he views his own blood sprinkled on heaven's mercy seat, I wonder what he thinks about you and about me. Our Heavenly Father. We're performing on a mighty big stage tonight.